Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My Aero Precision, I have two rifles set up ready to go, one by Ace Firearms, one by Aero Precision. I'm highly confident. Let's take stock of what's going on right now. The markets keep crashing and coming back, The NHL season is over. Professional tennis has been postponed. Professional golf, the Masters, has been postponed. The NBA season is over. The Major League Baseball season is delayed indefinitely. Globally, this virus has infected over 180,000 people with a little over 7,500 deaths. In the U.S., there's been right around, 5,000 cases and over 100 deaths. Two things can be true here. This can be a contagious disease that should be taken seriously, and the reporting can be massively overblown. The latter is grounded in the leftist media's outright hatred of Trump and their lust to simply weaponize everything that could hasten his departure from Washington, D.C. And it shouldn't shock us, you know, that a lot of their Wuhan virus coverage is trash. Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the key persons leading the government response and an immunologist with the NIH, had to slap down CNN for their stupidity, telling host Brianna Keeler to basically get a grip. At MSNBC, Washington Post writer Jennifer Rubin, a noted anti-Trumper, said that there will be fewer Democrats dying from the Wuhan virus than Republicans because some political rallies were canceled. I was asked today if I thought that they were using this to target Republicans. You can't make this stuff up. And in a time when unity, when real true unity is needed, the media will be the one that hurls obstacles, all because unity would mean a win for this administration. Unity is preferred because viruses are apolitical. They don't care about Democrats or Republicans. They don't care about race, gender, or religious affiliation. They want to kill everything they see. And for those worried about Trump starting a nuclear war, those fears are misplaced. It's the virus that is man's greatest existential threat. Now, the spread of this Wuhan virus has become a global pandemic, and one that is ravaging Europe, especially Italy, can be traced right back to China, where it originated. Coronavirus is a subset of virus that exists in animals. So you can call it the Wuhan flu. And it's okay to blame China for this mess because they bungled the response terribly. But here's the key to all of this. Simply don't believe the Chinese propaganda. Some reporters from the opposition press have peddled just that in order to attack the Trump White House because they're lazy. China knew about this virus and their authoritarian bureaucracy decided not to inform the public. They allowed Chinese New Year to be celebrated, exposing tens of thousands. They allowed some 5 million people to leave Wuhan unscreened. And that's it. Forget about the massive clampdown, the quarantine that occurred afterward. it's over. The spread was inevitable because China, as with any authoritarian regime, doesn't admit when they screwed up for obvious reasons. The Wall Street Journal actually has a lengthy piece about how all this started in China. It was in December 10th that Wei Guxian, a seafood merchant in the city's Hunan market, first started to feel sick. Thinking she was getting a cold, she walked to a small local clinic to get some treatment and then went back to work. 8 days later, the 57-year-old was barely conscious in a hospital bed, one of the first suspected cases of a coronavirus epidemic that has paralyzed China and gripped the global economy. The virus has spread around the world and sickened more than 100,000. For almost 3 weeks, doctors struggled to connect the dots between Ms. Wei and other early cases, many of them Hunan vendors. Patient after patient reported similar symptoms, but many, like her, visited small, poorly outsourced clinics and hospitals. Some patients balked at paying for chest scans. Others, including Ms. Wei, refused to be transferred to bigger facilities that were better equipped to identify infectious diseases. One of the first doctors to alert Chinese authorities was criticized for spreading rumors after sharing with a former medical school classmate a test result showing a patient had coronavirus. After the doctor had to write a self-criticism letter saying his warnings had a negative impact. Even after Chinese President Xi Jinping personally ordered officials to control the outbreak on January the 7th, authorities kept denying it, that it could spread between humans. Sometimes something doctors had known was happening since late December and went ahead with the Chinese Lunar New Year banquet involving tens of thousands of families in Wuhan. China has rejected any criticism of its epidemic response, saying it bought time for the rest of the world. And Mr. Xi told 170,000 officials in a teleconference on February 23rd that the country's leadership acted swiftly and cohesively since the beginning. But the Wall Street Journal paints a different picture, revealing how a series of early missteps dating back to the very first patients were compounded by political leaders who dragged their feet to inform the public. Last week, Song Nansan, one of China's most highly regarded epidemiology experts, and the leader of the National Health Commission's task force on the epidemic, said officials had identified a coronavirus by December 31st and took too long to publicly confirm human-to-human transmission. If action had been taken earlier in December or even early January, the number of sick would have been greatly reduced. Now, appears that based on a speech by Mr. Xi, published in a Communist Party magazine in February, he was leading the epidemic response when Wuhan went ahead with New Year celebrations, despite the risk of wider infection. He was also leading the response when authorities let some 5 million people leave Wuhan without screening, and when they waited until January 20th to announce the virus. And as a result, the virus spread more widely than it might have by the time Beijing locked down Wuhan and 3 other cities on January 23rd. In the biggest quarantine in history. So, as for Mrs. Wei, you know, she has recovered. She's fully recovered back home in the 2-bedroom apartment she barely left for almost 2 months. And that's a good sign. In fact, she's one of over 75,000 people who have recovered from the Wuhan virus. And so the question is, who's to blame? And there's blame. No doubt about it. And this is not racist. It's a fact. China screwed this up. Even their government officials are now saying that now. If we can't call things out for what they are because of political correctness, then pathogens should wipe us out altogether. Swine flu in 2009 infected 60 million Americans and killed at least 12,000. The seasonal flu for this year is projected to infect 32 to 49 million, kill 18 to 50,000, and hospitalize at least 560,000 this year. That's perspective. This is a Chinese problem. It originated there, based upon diet. And then it jumped from animal to human, and then human to human. All in the name of propaganda. All in the name of omission. And all of this is bad, but in a couple of weeks, it's over with for individuals. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25- 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was asked earlier today if my opinion of the seriousness of COVID-19 has changed with the events, or am I still convinced it is really not that much of nothing? And that was a good question. A fair question. And I said, in fact, it's both the same and different. It's the same in that in my lifetime, I've seen similar viruses simply that work through, you know, H1N1 SARS, the bird flu, swine flu, and people got sick. And some people died. And some people die, you know, from just the flu, the regular influenza. And all of that is accepted as a part of human life. And after that, after we go through all of that, after we work through it, then human life continues. It's a very simple circular process, really. Today, everything is OMG, it's the end of the world. For seemingly as never before, the supposedly serious media have a very clear and well-articulated agenda, and that along with the ever-present social media has changed the pace of distribution of both accurate information and false rumors. The rumors are the part that get to me the most. People are what they are, and based on what they are, taught or untaught, experienced and saturated with, that is how things must be until something changes people. World Wars I and II changed people, as did the Great Depression that accompanied the stock market bust of 1929. If the world had reacted differently, so would have been the course of history. Possibly for the worse, very likely for the better. That's what's happening here. We are reacting as people of today react to such of the things. And that means everything is overblown. The very simple world of social media and the influencers. I've been called an influencer, which just makes me cringe. I don't want to be an influencer. I just want to be a broadcaster. The world of influencers, depending on which group you watch, it's a very simple thing. They believe everything they see on TV. When Trump was impeached by the House, all of the young people thought that was it. That was the end of that. He's impeached. Bye-bye. But, of course, that's not what happened. So is today overblown? Yeah. Totally. But sort of within my expectations. Put another way, if the same thing had happened to an earlier generation, none of what we see today would have occurred. And the end would likely have been not very different. I was sent a thing today that I read where it's talking about Bill Gates funded it. There was a dry run for this right before it started, which none of that, and none of this was corroborated. None of this was, no supporting documentation beyond this statement was made. You can't find it anywhere except on Facebook. And when I tell people that social media is one of the biggest falsehoods ever, I hear people say, well, my fans, my followers, my this, my that. Okay, you may have that. I don't have that. If anybody's following me on Facebook, I hope it's because I'm talking about something you like, not because you think I'm special. Because Facebook is the biggest facade there is. I wouldn't even have Facebook. But, I mean, with some of the stuff I was looking at today, I just found it unbelievable. A virus, a man-made virus, is a mutated virus. It does not look like the natural virus. Coronavirus exists in animals. Coronavirus is a class of viruses itself. This is actually SARS-CoV-2, or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. It is not, it is a coronavirus. It is not the coronavirus. And yet I was being told today this was developed in a lab in North Carolina. And then when I said, who said that? Then I got told a general. Then when I said, general who? I know generals do what they can to remain relevant. Because they stay relevant for 35, 40 years for a long time. It's hard to let that go. I get it. But by the same token, getting out there and talking about this kind of stuff is a very irresponsible thing to do for anybody that's been in the military and has firsthand knowledge of this. It's sort of something you're bound to. Even after you get out of the military, it's expected that you would, professionally conduct yourself. So this being lobbed out there and me being told, well, this was that, and being told just emphatically, this did happen. This is what happened. Well, okay, fine. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. So, yes, it is very contagious, and yes, it is very dangerous, and we will have another one like this, and another one, and another one, and this is life. If you don't want to be in life, then, I don't know what to tell you. But if homes are made of rice paper, you have to deal with fire differently from how one would have to deal with fire if their house was made of stone, or wood, or thatch. Everything presents its own little set of special circumstances. And apparently right now today we live in a rice paper world. The very least mention of anything can just be disruptive beyond belief. But hey, it is life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says distribution of coronavirus test kits is being stepped up as much as possible.
The FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so. All states can now authorize tests developed and used within their borders.
The president from the White House, also Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, says the administration is looking to send checks to Americans immediately.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a bipartisan stimulus package. Wall Street is liking what they heard from the president and Treasury Secretary as the Dow closed the day up 1,042 points. To finish at 21,231, the S&P closed up 143 points. The NASDAQ rose 430. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Coming to you live. I just like that bump. Sorry, I just had to let that play. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Hurricane Katrina was 15 years ago. And I still remember watching the news footage from New Orleans in the days following Katrina. Because the Big Easy got hammered. And then the dikes broke, and then there was even more problems. And among the issues was the lawlessness being reported throughout the city. New Orleans is already a very violent city, and it became even more violent as people battled for whatever reasons they could come up with. And yet, through it all, there was this one image that has remained burned in my mind. There's this older lady speaking with police. They wanted to evacuate her, but she didn't want to go. Because she told them, I got plenty of food, and she even had a handgun for self-defense. And this, and there, the LEO there basically body slammed her and took the revolver she was using to protect herself from the ravening horde supposedly roaming the streets. And in the aftermath, many states started passing laws to specifically prevent gun confiscation in the aftermath of a disaster. Now, just like Champaign, Illinois, in New Orleans, the current mayor of New Orleans has gifted herself with the power to suspend the Second Amendment in a slightly different way. We're talking about New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, Democrat, signed a coronavirus emergency order last week, allowing her to ban the sale and transportation of firearms. No, I don't know how she's going to enforce the transportation part. She signed a follow-up proclamation on March the 16th, 2020, further emphasizing her emergency powers to suspend or limit the sale, dispensing, or transportation of alcoholic beverages. The declaration declaring the mayor's power to restrict gun sales and transportation says she is empowered, if necessary, to suspend or limit the sale of alcoholic beverages, firearms, explosives, and combustibles. Does that include gasoline, Your Honor? Is that what that includes? So, in other words, if she can't confiscate them in the current emergency, she can try and make it so no one can buy a firearm. And that's a pretty big problem. I'm seeing it all over where I live around here right now. People are very skittish because they don't know what to expect. And because they don't know what to expect and because they really sort of realize that I'm sort of wide open here and I've got no means to fight back at all. I don't even know how to operate one of these things. That's got to be a very, very scary proposition altogether. I mean, I'm sitting around here right now. Around me, I've got two ARs, a shotgun, one, two, three suits of body armor, numerous handguns, about 3,000 rounds of 9mm, about 2,500 rounds of 5.56. I've got food. I've got water. I've got transportation if we run out of gas. I've got a lot of things. I feel reasonably comfortable if things do get really bad. I feel reasonably comfortable I'll be able to handle them. But that's not everybody. For a lot of normal people, this is not something they ever consider. And here we've got this mayor wanting to take control of that. And so long as people are engaged in the trade voluntarily and lawfully allowed to own a firearm, and the firearm in question isn't stolen property, then the city of New Orleans has no grounds to interfere with that trade, especially not in a very tense time when people are legitimately worried. And many people, like myself, aren't as concerned about the virus as I am by those who are panicking. That, and, you know, right now this panic isn't really massive. It's amusing. It's sort of crazy, but it's not massive. What happens if this becomes a prolonged thing? What happens if this actually makes it into August the way some people are saying it might? What then? People are going to get more stupid? Is that stupidity going to turn to violence? There are a lot of people out there who don't own firearms, who haven't expressed any interest in a firearm. They might change their mind in a week or so. And the problem then might be Cantrell deciding that, no, you don't get to have a gun because it makes her feel uncomfortable or something else. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. But then it might well be too late, and any deaths from that fall on the mayor's shoulders. Not that anybody should expect her to acknowledge her role in them, mind you. Besides all of that, though, is the fact that the Second Amendment reads, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's no addendum to the Bill of Rights saying, unless people start getting sick, then you should totally ignore everything here and just do whatever. The Second Amendment doesn't stop protecting our God-given rights just because of a virus. And it's probably time that Cantrell gets reminded of that, the mayor there. Yeah. I'm going to give you a quote. They crush people to earth and then claim the right to trample on them forever. From Lydia Child. How do I explain this to you? Contrary to the leftist dogma, I don't really carry a gun in public because I secretly harbor some some secret desire to shoot criminals any more than I keep a fire extinguisher in my house or a vehicle because I have this consuming desire to put out fires. I consider these practices to be some, you know, common sense. And I think it's prudent. I think it's a good precaution. And I sincerely hope it never becomes necessary. And anyone even vaguely familiar with what we laughingly call the justice system knows and understands the legal and financial and emotional trauma that attends any shooting incident, regardless of participants or circumstances, is the last thing any rational person, including me, ever wants to become involved in. And yet I carry a concealed weapon so that I can place absolute limits on what people can do to me and those in my charge. So that I can say no and have that single syllable represent more than just some sort of rhetoric, more than just some sort of feel-good cliche. As an American citizen, I can say no and to be in a position to personally, instantly enforce it with lethal finality upon my own summary command and judgment. Few other civilizations trust citizens with this sort of personal authority, and that is because in most nations, even most Western nations, the term citizen is sort of a euphemism. Most citizens, even in the West, are actually subjects, subjects who have no rights, and who may enjoy only those precious few privileges bestowed upon them. And not surprisingly, these subjects are routinely and arbitrarily crushed to earth and trampled upon by criminals and from both the public and private sectors, but not here. In this republic, there is no Bill of Privileges. It is a Bill of Rights. It is inalienable. Period. So, our founding documents say inalienable in no uncertain terms. So here, self-defense is your right, like it's my right, like it's the right of all of us. That's for you, Mayor Cantrell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, now that our world has become a significantly more tension-filled place, with this spread of the Chinese coronavirus affecting almost every aspect of daily life, a lot of non-gun owners have reconsidered their opinion on firearm ownership. Feeling less safe and secure during a national emergency makes people reconsider how they protect themselves and their families. And the natural result are lines out of the door at most gun stores, as a lot of people decided now is the time to buy their first firearm. I've got a rotary wing outside somewhere. Passed by twice now. We've been hearing a lot more of those lately. But that's not always easy for the uninitiated. Some states impose waiting periods of anywhere from 3 to as many as 10 days to pick up a newly purchased firearm. In Illinois, you have to have a firearm owner ID card, a process that can take months to clear. Then there's the state and federal background check processing delays that have resulted from the sales surge. And those are taking anywhere from a few minutes to a few days right now, depending on where you live. So all of this means that not everyone who wants a gun right now can get one right now. Never mind the ammunition needed for it. That's harder to get than the gun itself. So for you as the gun owner, for you who have taken the time and trained and understand the process and understand that your shortcomings, and you've overcome your shortcomings and all these other things, what do you do then? What do you do when these non-gun owners that you know, especially those who may have expressed anti-gun opinions in the past, come to you when we get into the WROL or the SHTF or whatever you want to call it, come to you asking you to borrow one of your guns? What do you do? How do you handle these people who recognize you as the gun owner in their lives, the people who now want you to loan them some iron so they can keep their families safe? What do you say if you're asked? One thing about being a gun owner, we are the most law-abiding of people out there, and in a lot of places, in many states, current laws preclude firearm transfers without background checks and even licensing, like Illinois. For those of you who may try to tempt a gun owner by going, but come on, it's me, your buddy, and I've got to protect my girls, as your gun owner pal looks at your two adorable little girls behind you. We all know that if your buddy, if the guy who needs to borrow right now had felt this urge to protect his little angels sooner, the conversation would not be happening at that point. Instead of him bad-mouthing guns, which is, you know, it's trendy, and gun owners by extension, in the past, your buddy could have bought a gun or three and learned how to use it effectively. Or at least which end should be pointed down range. That's a very important detail. But he didn't. And now he's approaching you for your help. He's not only approaching you for your help, he's going to make you, without him realizing it, he's going to make you responsible for any mishaps that very likely could happen, since you don't know what you're doing with these things. Do you have a gun I could borrow? What do you do in a case like that? I would loan my sons a weapon because I know my sons know to handle a weapon. I would loan my friends like JT Albrecht a weapon because JT knows how to handle a weapon. I would loan other people that I have shot with, and I've watched them demonstrate their skill set, a weapon, simply because of, I know that they're not going to inadvertently shoot themselves, one of their loved ones, something like that. Do you loan people guns? I mean, and if you do, what kind of gun are you loaning? And if you're doing that, are you disregarding any local laws or prohibited in an emergency situation? And this is where, when I make this statement, this is where some people are going to say, but Bill, you lack compassion. I wouldn't loan a non-gun owner anything. Not even a single-shot shotgun. If you're going to get out there and barter, get out there tomorrow and go buy some liquor, go buy a couple of cartons of cigarettes, you know, maybe some gold or something if you want to. If you want to barter, there's your barter. Your ammunition is not a barter. Your guns are not barter. Those are not barter. And I would decline, not because of any sort of law here in South Carolina, but more because I'd be worried that someone in that family would accidentally hurt themselves or another family member with it. And guess where they would then point their finger afterward if that happened? When invariably everything goes back. And it's not going to be me. Now, when we got to the point to where it could be overcome, I would offer to help them get started in whatever licensing process there is. I'd help them visit a range to test fire some different guns that I own. Go with them to pick out a gun that works for them. And after the emergency has ended, then, you know, we can do all that stuff when it's safer to venture out again, of course. And then once I know that they can handle it, not because it's an awesome responsibility, but because it is a very detail-oriented responsibility of what not to do when you're carrying a gun around a bunch of people. And then I would loan them a gun. But he wouldn't need it because he'd already have one of his own that he picked out that works for him. And for some of you, your mileage may vary on that issue. And, you know, you're welcome to, you know, share with me that if you want to. But it simply boils down to this. We're all responsible for ourselves. People who carry guns understand this. They understand there's no help coming for them in the initial moments. They understand that. And they've taken steps to adjust that. They've taken the proper steps to adjust that. People who don't, it's an unfortunate circumstance, and I'm sorry that happens to them. But at the same time, I have done what I have done in order to take care of me and mine. I've set up what I've set up. I put everything in place in order to do that. I haven't done it to start my own commune. I haven't done it to become an emperor or a gang boss or anything like that. I have done it simply to take care of me and mine. And that's it. That's as far as it goes. That's as far as it goes. And that's the part that is the hard part sometimes. When you're looking at somebody and they have children or something, I mean, you can definitely offer to, you know, keep an eye out for them. Maybe give them a radio if they need to call you for help or something. You know, something like that. But no guns. No guns. Because I know what I had to go through to get proficient with them. And I know it's not overnight. And I'm not going to be a part of the harming, the inadvertent harming, due to the fact that you don't know what you're doing with one by loaning you one. And in some places, you can't do that at all anyway, simply because it's illegal. It's a transfer. And those old buddies, they're just going to have to get used to that part of it, I'm afraid. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Steve Fisher. He is off the road with some, you know, he's been out there doing the Sentinel Concepts thing. But now he's off the road. So that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.